Well, since it's just us three, we might as well get started. Huh?
Yes, sir.
Call the meeting to order here. Call the meeting to order today. It is June 18th, 7 o'clock, Grantsville City building. It's the Board of Adjustments, and we'll start with having the roll call.
Mike Worthington.
Wade Sandler.
Lord Ham.
So just the three of us here, I guess first I'll let the meeting.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Foundation itself is pretty close to being in spec.
Yeah. I remember because it used to be the foundation. I remember when it changed. I'm like, why are we changing it? But anyway. So.
Well, part of the problem we've run into though, when they changed in this zoning, they changed the setbacks from 10 and 10 to 15 and 5. This subdivision actually has a 7.5-foot PUE.
Another easement goes through.
So I don't really get my 5.
Yeah.
Because I have that 7.5 PUE.
Yeah.
Right? So that's why I'm this one and the next one I'm asking for it, because they would have kept it at 10 and 10. I don't have any problems.
Yeah.
And I understand what they're trying to do, get the bigger RV pads. But without the... without being able to go 5 feet.
Yeah. Instead of the 7.
Yeah.
Or, yeah, without, with only being able to go to the 7.5 instead of the 5.
It's only straight in.
That's an issue. I wonder, Mike, either of you see anything you have a concern with on that?
No, I don't have any issues.
So is there anything built on either one of the other lots that's adjacent to it?
Yeah. Yep. Both sites have houses on it.
Okay.
And they have the bigger on each side of them. So the bigger setback
bigger
on both
setback.
Sides. So you won't have...
Between their yard and your yard, you would still maintain the separation if they wanted. Does either of those neighbors have any issue with it?
Not that has been expressed to me.
We're not required to send out a public notice for the Board of Adjustments, so.
So one of the one neighbor, I did have to do the same thing on theirs. So I've done it once before in this subdivision.
Mm-hmm.
The same thing, and so I
know the corner one wasn't up. Wasn't it?
No, it was the one right next door.
Oh,
that one. Yep.
Oh.
So I know they won't have an issue with it, because that's what made it possible for them to get their house there.
Well,
like I said, you'll still maintain the 20 feet between the two houses. That
well, I, so the one next to it, is that Aaron Harrison's?
This is for his brother. Yes.
Okay, so it's his brother, so they're not gonna have any issues there. They're my nephews.
Are they?
Yeah. I don't see any problems with it. So I'm going to make a motion that we make the variance to the 12-foot side yard setback instead of the 15-foot. We go encroach 3 foot into that.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. So our second one is consideration of request variance. We'll have full single family dwelling. Same thing, 12-foot side yard setback, give it a 15-foot. And probably located at 123 South Liberty Street, which is our 112 zone.
Yeah.
Just like the last one. So it's all doing the same, yep. Same situation.
Just about 6 houses away.
So one little thing different on this one, Wade, is that the side yard on this one will be the backyard of the ones that face the ones to the.
So there's a lot of space.
There will be a lot of space up to the north of this one, which will be the smaller side yard on this one.
Yeah. So the.
But that, to the south,
that
will still be.
That top of the lot right there.
Yeah.
That's Cherry Street right down.
Yeah, Cherry Street's here.
Yeah.
The front yard faces this way.
I move that we approve this one as well.
Mm-hmm. Right. Agenda item two. Thanks, Mike.
I'll second it. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Right. I make a motion that we adjourn.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Well, that wasn't even worth turning the lights on for.
They had them off when we got.